Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Karen Dunbar, FAST Team representative from Tampa, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to this episode of Managing Safety. I'm Karen Dunbar, your host for today's program. We're going to be talking with Lori Bradner, who's a teacher and representative from the CFAA here in Lakeland. Welcome, Lori. Tell us, start off and let us know what the CFAA is.
The CFAA is the Central Florida Aerospace Academy of Kathleen High School, and it's one of the workforce academies that each of the high schools now in Polk County actually has. We are fortunate, given that the Central Florida Aerospace Academy is actually housed right here at the Lakeland Linder Airport, so we have the benefit of not only the Air Museum, but also the FAA. We're right here where it all happens, so it's spectacular. It's not only wonderful to be a teacher there, but it's fantastic for the students. It's just awesome.
That is tremendous.
Absolutely.
Let me know a little bit about your background and how you came to be associated with the CFAA.
One of the benefits that the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and I believe that all of the workforce academies offers the students, is that most of the teachers, our backgrounds are actually in what we teach. For instance, Mr. Bartusco, who teaches our engineering, actually has been an engineer. I'm actually the science instructor out there, and my background is science. My bachelor's degree is actually in zoology with an emphasis in genetics. I was published as an undergrad and then was given truly the honor of going right into a PhD program in physiology. So I'm very well versed in the sciences, where I have worked as a molecular endocrinologist, and I've really come to this education wanting to share my knowledge at the latter part of my life, if you will, or the second half of my life. I've been given a second chance. And this is actually my second year teaching at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. A lot of people said, how did you choose it? I didn't. It chose me, and which is fabulous. In Kathleen High School, I had an opportunity, heard about the program, and it seems to be the best kept secret in Lakeland, and thought, the minute I saw the F-14 Tomcat in the hangar, I said, this is the place for me. I've got to be there. And I was given the opportunity, and all systems are going. We've taken off from there.
That's great. Fantastic. With that background, extensive background in the biological sciences, yes, how does that work into an aerospace academy? How does that work into the projects and the types of materials that you're teaching the students?
I think that the main focus of the Central Florida Aerospace Academy is really, we are a STEM-focused school, which is your science, technology, engineering, and math. I bring in a little bit of the STEAM, which is the science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, because that was something also, that is another thing that I've done in my lifetime. But truthfully, what we're doing, our focus is avionics, engineering, aeronautics, and science. It's not for everyone, but what I feel is that, as you know, science doesn't happen in the classroom, Karen. It's by the time we get our textbooks, they're outdated. Science is around us. Science is the art of critically thinking. It's the art of research methodology. It's the art of safety. And where that safety and understanding the procedures and the protocols, that they are so built in and they become so intrinsic to these students that it's second nature to them. And that's really what our focus is. And so we're trying to open this world of science, because science, very much like engineering, is taking the knowledge and applying it. And that's what we do at the Aerospace Academy, from an engineering perspective, from a science perspective, from an avionics perspective, from a flight perspective. That's what we're trying to do, is really open up this world, teach the students the research methodology, good methodology, and then also teach them the safety that it has to be inherent, because there's too many things that we do, as you know, in flight, in space, in science, that can be of danger to not only the students, the instructors, but also everyone around us. And that's really why I think my background, having worked in the field, having hands-on experience, that's something I can pass on to these students from a real-world perspective.
That sounds tremendous. For the benefit of our radio listeners,
yes,
you mentioned science, and I want to point out that you have on a very scientific, technical-looking set of attire today. Can you describe for our viewers what you're wearing?
I actually can. I have to tell you, the other focus that we have is we want to teach the students that all good things in life are earned, and you must earn them. There are very few things that are given to us, and we all have heard the phrase, there is no free lunch. Yeah. And truly, there isn't. And there's certainly no free lunch at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. Everything that they do, they earn. What I have on today is actually a regulation NASA, that royal blue suit that you've seen. Our viewers, our listeners have seen it on TV. This is something that I earned this summer. The county truly has a commitment to STEM and STEAM education. We have the support of our administrators, Mr. Chad Smith, Mr. Cecil McClellan, and Mr. Bartuska and I were given the honor of being chosen to go to Space Camp for Educators, which is part of NASA Space Camp for Educators. This was held in Huntsville, Alabama. I earned this suit and my wings and my badge and all the patches having gone through the multi-axis trainer that the astronauts have to do, the centrifuge where I actually, we had to withstand 4 Gs. Not for a long period of time, but it was enough. It was enough. We also had to go through all of the simulations that the astronauts do again and again and again, going back to what we talked about, that methodology and that safety, so that they know how to troubleshoot. And this is something that at Space Camp for Educators, they treated us like astronauts. I won't even tell you how many Sloppy Joes we ate. But at the end, when you were successful, you graduated from the program, we went through the simulations, we went through the testing, we went through the workshops. We actually earned not only our flight suits, but our set of wings. So even though I'm not a pilot yet, I'm honored to say that through NASA and the Space Camp for Educators, I have earned this suit, so I wear it with great pride. I have a great time with it.
I understand you also won a special award among the teachers who were at the space camp. Could you tell us about that?
I did. One of the things, and a lot of our listeners might have heard about, you always hear, and there's a movie called The Right Stuff, and many of our listeners very well might be aware of that movie, and some of them might have seen it. It's a movie that I believe dates back to the 1970s even, and it was about the astronauts and the astronaut corps and really the start of NASA, and they had a phrase, and it was called The Right Stuff. And at the end of every space camp, the faculty and the administrators choose one of the members, one of the teachers that is there as a student. So I got to experience what our students actually experience each and every day in the trenches at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. They choose one teacher that they give a medal to, an award, and it's called the Right Stuff Award. And I truly was honored. I was actually given that award, and it's not only for your knowledge, the knowledge that you've gained, your ability to work the methodology, to not only work the plan, but do it safely, bring the shuttle Discovery down safely, which is something that I was able to do, but then also about your attitude. And as you know, really in life, Karen, attitude will determine your altitude.
No doubt.
At every turn. And so I truly was honored with that.
So how did you become interested in the whole NASA program? How did the school get involved in this emphasis on the space program?
I think that it really started, many of our listeners, especially if they're if they've read the news in print, are aware of a year and a half ago the fact that Polk County earned one of the largest grants through NASA, the $1.4 million NASA grant, to really enhance and create new curriculum for our students. The county truly, and I think I can speak certainly just from what I know of Dr. Gail McKenzie, as well as Dr. Sherry Nickel, our incoming superintendent, the focus really is STEM. And as far as I'm concerned, when you come down to science, engineering, math, and technology, NASA is the place to be. And that's why we partner with them so closely.
Thank you so much, Lori. We're going to take a little break right now, and we will be back with Managing Safety and Lori Bradner.
Now, let's rejoin Karen Dunbar and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
We're back with Managing Safety. This is Karen Dunbar, and I'm talking with Lori Bradner about the CFAA and their association with NASA programs. So Lori, I understand there's a lot of exciting things coming up that involve both the CFAA and NASA.
We absolutely do. And like I mentioned earlier in the earlier segment, part of what we're doing is we're trying to open the world to our students. And on behalf, I can't speak enough or say enough about those individuals from NASA. Some of the things that they have offered to our students, last year our students got to attend a briefing for the STS-131. Ooh. And meet the astronauts. We were front and center as the astronauts. This is something that is normally only done for NASA employees, and we were invited. And again, thanks to the administration and our county support, John Small for Workforce Education, they made this happen. Our students were able to be there. This year, I decided, well, each and every year, you've got to get bigger and better. We are, on November 1st, all of our students from Central Florida Aerospace Academy are going to be attending the launch of the space shuttle.
Wow.
This is history in the making, Karen. As you know, the space shuttle has completed its mission. Mission is successful. And that is the building and the completion of the International Space Station. In conjunction with that, in November, we get to go see the launch of one of the last space shuttles. But then in December, our students at Central Florida Aerospace Academy get to speak live to the astronauts that are living aboard the International Space Station in a downlink.
Oh my goodness.
Fabulous.
That is a tremendous, tremendous award for this area. Now, I understand a lot of schools made application to be involved in this program. Could you tell me about that process and how it came out for the school here?
This has actually been a year-long process with NASA, and it's something that I started last year. I had heard about the program, again, through our partnerships with NASA. Our students had gone to NASA, visited Kennedy Space Center, and I became aware of this program. There is an application that we had to fill out. One thing I wanted to point out, it was not just schools, it's organizations, it's companies, and it was a nationwide search. We are very proud to say that the Central Florida Aerospace Academy of Kathleen High School was one of five organizations that was chosen for this downlink.
In the entire country?
In the entire country.
Wow.
It is a process. We had to fill out an application not only talking about our focus, what we do as a school, but also our demographics, what our student population is. And the other thing, of course, NASA is interested in is that public outreach. Well, Polk County is one of the largest districts in Florida. We're the eighth largest. We boast over 93,000 students. And again, thanks to the FAA studios, thanks to PGTV, thanks to some other partnerships, we are now going to be able to link, even though our students will be speaking live, every student in Polk County will be able to see this broadcast through their school. So although we touch directly our students at Central Florida Aerospace Academy, every student in the county is going to be able to benefit. We will be able to ask questions of them, the silly questions, what's your favorite food, as well as some of the more serious questions. What do you do in the case of an emergency? What are some of the safety factors that are built in? How do you handle that when you're 2 miles above the earth? It's a little tough to get to you. So how do they handle that? So it's a great opportunity for our students.
Let me also add for our listeners that we will be able to see that feed on the internet on the FAASafety.gov website, as well as the FAA Production Studios website.
I would encourage everyone to please join us, please log in. It is really, truly one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. And even though you may not be that person asking the question, we certainly can live vicariously through our students and the questions that they're going to ask to these astronauts. And it's just a fabulous opportunity all the way around.
I know you've talked a lot about the teacher development and how the county supports teacher development. How do you see that playing into improving the programs and expanding the programs that are currently offered at CFAA?
I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to build excitement, truly to be not only regionally competitive, but also from a statewide level, and also to make our students nationally competitive. It's getting more and more difficult for our students to get into the colleges, which obviously is our focus. One of the things that we're trying to do is to really revisit and encourage our teachers to explore new horizons, if you will. And I'm proud to say that the county has been, again, the initiatives for STEM and STEAM it is something that we see in the fact that I'm actually facilitating this year an opportunity for educators throughout Polk County to actually participate in Space Camp for Educators. Huntsville is going to transfer it right here to our own backyard. Our brand new school, which is actually going to be up and running by the summer, which is fantastic, the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, is going to be the host for the brand new Space Camp for Educators in Polk County. And part of that is not only to increase the excitement, but also to increase the awareness of STEM and STEAM and the importance, not only for us, but to help our students become more competitive as they're trying to get to that next part of their journey in education.
The aerospace industry is huge in Florida. It contributes so much to the Florida economy.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I think it's pretty amazing that schools are starting to develop the talent that's going to become the new movers and shakers in the aerospace industry. Do your students, are they aware that they have that legacy behind them and those opportunities ahead of them?
I believe that they do, and I believe that they do because we've opened the doors to the students. Not only do we open them and we take our students out, but we bring individuals in. Last year, we actually, again, thanks to our administration, Mr. Chad Smith, Mr. Cecil McClellan, we were able to bring in one of the pilots, one of the very few of the U-2 pilots in the United States. This is a very young man who was 24 years of age, accomplishments that I could never even imagine having at that age. He came in and he talked to our students. We also bring in speakers from NASA. The other thing that we're doing is we're trying to, again, not only are we trying to, the county, broaden the horizons for the teachers, but also those students, to let them know that they are a part of that legacy and that really, truly, they are our future. And for those of us in education, I'm depending on them. And we want to pass the baton to them and let them know how important that is. And not only from just an aeronautic or an aviation perspective, but how important that science and that methodology and the safety that they're going to learn, whether they're in aviation, aeronautics, or just in science, is important. And how that critical thinking and those higher order thinking skills, how important it is to them in their lives. I think it's a fantastic opportunity for them.
For parents or people in the community who know young people who might be interested in the types of programs that you're offering at the CFAA, how does an emphasis on aviation and aerospace tie in with your basic subjects of geography and math? And let us know how that academic program fits together and meshes with your emphasis on aviation.
With your background in aviation, Karen, you know that, and many of our listeners have that background as well. And I think you could speak to any pilot, any aviator, anyone that has been involved in aeronautics or aviation, and the first thing they're going to tell you is before you can ever get in the air, you better have a core set of skills. And that core set of skills is your math, it's your geography, it's your ability to read, it's your ability to critically think and problem solve, it's your ability to follow a protocol and do it with safety in mind. Because as you know, as an aviator, as someone who's in aeronautics, many times you are not only responsible for yourself, you have the responsibility of people like me, who are your passengers, who are there thinking we're going on vacation and we're relying on you. You've got to have that core set of values before you can ever get in the air. Those become the lights on your runway before you can ever gain altitude. One thing that we offer, and this is a benefit of our, I believe, of the Central Florida Aerospace Academy of Kathleen High School, is that everything is housed in one place. So the students are not only looking at engineering, avionics, aeronautics, and of course science, more science than they can ever imagine, but they're also learning how to read, how to write, how to critically think, the geography, the history. How important is history? We've got to know that history. We even just said in the last question, how our students are our future. You can't have a future without the past. So you've got to know the history. And those core values are key. And that is something that we stress at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy for our students.
Let me add listening, because if you're not able to listen and pay attention and focus,
that's right,
and stick with one thing, then you're going to have problems in the air.
That's exactly right.
I find that, you know, kids who get involved in aviation early do develop those skills. They learn the connection between, why do I have to learn geography? Well, you have to be able to read maps so that you know where you are.
Exactly.
So I just find your emphasis in pulling all of these academic subjects together with the very exciting linkages that you've developed throughout the community and throughout the state with high-tech industries.
Yes, yes.
It's just so exciting for your students, and it seems to me it's going to offer them a tremendous opportunities for their future.
And that's something you said, it was a great opportunity for our students. I want to add, it's a great opportunity for our faculty as well. I probably shouldn't have as much fun as I do as an instructor there. I do have to tell you, the students that we have inspire me. They inspire me to be better. They inspire me to go above and beyond on each and every turn to open these opportunities for them.
Well, thank you so much. We've been talking with Lori Bradner today. Sorry, you said Kathleen High School so much.
That's
I got it
right.
in my head.
That's
We've been
right.
talking with Lori Bradner today from CFAA here in Lakeland about some of the incredibly exciting programs that they've developed and the things that are coming up for the students. I want to remind you, November 1st, they're going to be attending the launch, and
the date for
the downlink.
We are waiting.
They talk to the astronauts.
We are actually on NASA time for that, and we will be going. We will make sure that we broadcast that so that not only our listeners but the viewers will have that specific date.
Thank you so much, Lori. Thank you for our listeners. You've been listening to Karen Dunbar and Managing Safety on Flightline Internet Radio.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.